Just one halakha / hashkafa. The Gemara discussed the procedure of bringing the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach and the Beit HaMikdash and the Hazara in the courtyard. And the Gemara said that there was a substantial amount of blood that did collect in the courtyard, to the extent that the Kohanim were up to their knees in blood. And the Gemara says that they did that by design, and they did not drain out the blood from the Hazara, because as the Lashon of the Gemara is, Sheva Chud Ibnei Aharon Sheyilchu Ad Arkovotehem Bedam, that it's a praise to the children of Aharon that they love the service so much and it's so endearing to them that they don't despise the blood, and it's not something that's repulsive to them. On the contrary, they walk in the blood even to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is a praise, something that is positive. The Gemara does discuss the fact that the blood might serve as a hatitza, might serve as an interference between their legs and the ground, because the Kohanim's feet must be grounded. So the Gemara says that since it's moist, since it's still liquefied, the blood, so it's not considered a interference or hatitza. So there's an interesting she'ela by the Halachot Ketanot. He asks a mohel that has blood on his hands after a milah. It's possible the blood even dried up on his hands. Now the mohel wants to make netilat yadayim. So we know that for netilat yadayim, your hands have to be without any anything interfering between your hands and the water. So does that dam that the mohel has on his hands after a brit milah a chatzitza for the berachah netilat yadayim? So he says a chidush there. He says no, it isn't. He says because the mohel is not makpid. The mohel is not concerned that he has this blood on his hand. And one of the sources he brings is from our Gemara. Because on the contrary, it's a shevach. It's a praise for a mohel to have this blood on his hands. It's a status. It's a kavod for him. Why? Because this blood over here is blood of a mitzvah. So on the contrary, it's a he's happy. So for a mohel, it would not be considered a hatisa. For that matter, the Rama in Yored De'ah talks about somebody that is a shochet, and his hands are always filled with blood. So he also writes that that's not considered a chatzitza for nitilat yadayim, because he's not makpid. He doesn't care. This is the normal way. So that would be a halakha that comes out. Hashkafically, we see from this Gemara as well the attitude that we're supposed to have to the mitzvot, which means even the Gemara said in Berakot that David HaMelech, his hands were filled with blood and with afterbirths, when ladies would come to him with questions to know their status of Tum'ah v'tahara. When one is serving Borei Olam, so even things that normally, outside of Torah, might be repulsive or disgusting to a person, but once there's a Torah element to it, then even these things become sublime, they become elevated, and on the contrary, we become excited. I say this because now we come to a season of the mitzvot, specifically Pesach, and a lot of times people deride and ridicule the different mitzvot, specifically at the seder, or you know, eating the matzah, and the maror, etc., and they might, you know, make some type of disparaging remarks. Here we see on the contrary, it's a praise for the Kohanim to wallow in the blood of the Hazara, and instead of complaining and instead of bemoaning their trade that they have to work in such a dirty area, on the contrary, to them it was considered kevel. Was anything that's attached to the service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is great. The service of God overrides any type of emotional problem that you might have with the service itself. That teaches us an attitude towards the Lord.